Alpha Centauri by 2029 and why the Iran collapse narrative deserves pressure testing. A nonprofit organization unveiled a plan this week to place a spacecraft on course for Alpha Centauri with a launch target of 2029. The 2029 date almost certainly refers to launch rather than arrival. Proposals using laser sail technology, such as those associated with the Breakthrough Starshot initiative, envision a gram-scale probe accelerated to approximately 20% of the speed of light, which would still require around 20 years of transit time and gigawatts of laser power. The star system sits 4.37 light-years from Earth, at the speed of the fastest spacecraft ever launched, the Parker Solar Probe, which reached approximately 430,000 miles per hour at its closest solar approach. A journey to Alpha Centauri would require roughly 6,500 years. Concentrated on a precise point, engineering challenges that remain substantial. Even so, the ambition carries practical value. Interstellar probe projects have historically generated spin-off advances in materials science, laser engineering, and miniaturized sensors well before achieving their primary scientific objectives. And the proposal has drawn engagement from serious physicists working in the field. Iran has maintained one of the world's most sophisticated sanctions evasion networks since 1979, ghost tanker fleets, oil for goods swap agreements with China, financial intermediaries in Oman and Turkey, and for a weeks to collapse timeline to hold, all of those channels would need to have been simultaneously disrupted, a claim Besant offered without. The second half of this segment addresses a different kind of precision. The dominant narrative in policy circles this week holds that Iran's regime is on the verge of economic collapse, with Treasury Secretary Besant citing a weeks-long timeline and President Trump declaring total disarray. A rigorous examination of the counterarguments is warranted. Specific supporting evidence at Asheville. On the factionalism question, the history of the Islamic Republic offers a cautionary counterpoint. External pressure has repeatedly unified Iranian factions around regime survival rather than fracturing them, as seen in the suppression of reform movements in 1999, 2009, and 2019. The Revolutionary Guard's institutional interests remain aligned with the regime, and civilian factional defiance of Khamenei does not automatically translate into political change if the military security apparatus stays cohesive. The most concrete leading indicator to watch, analysts suggested, is China's monthly crude import data from Iranian sources. If those figures remain above 1 million barrels per day in September and October, the sanctions bypass is holding and the collapse timeline is not tracking. Conversely, a major Revolutionary Guard show of force event, a military exercise, domestic crackdown, or demonstrable missile strike, would signal that the disarray narrative was overstated.